give her a set.
Oh, my goodness.
She's just leaving, or I can tell she's in her car. So.
We don't have to cut cards this year.
No, how nice is that?
So before you leave, each of you need to sign this.
You have to tell me how to spell my name first.
Did I spell it wrong?
No. I'm saying you'll have to tell me so I can sign it.
Oh.
Just an X.
J-A-C-O-B.
Just an Jacob.
Give me a pen. I've been signing your name for a couple years.
Send it to his wife.
Yeah. You and my wife both.
Yeah. We used to joke when I owned my business. I'm like, one of these days I'm going to need to sign a check and take it to the bank, and they're not going to take it because they won't recognize my signature.
Yeah.
She used to sign all my checks and take them to the bank for me.
Emily used to always be so scared of it. I'd give her checks and be like, you need to go deposit those. Well, you need to sign them. I'm like, just sign them. She's like, well, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm like, the only person that's going to get you in trouble is me. And I've told you to go do it.
Yeah. I finally added her to the business account because she's so worried about it. But she do it. But
my wife will just write deposit only. Yeah. Put the account number and give it to them, and they'll put it in your savings or checking without signature.
Or when it comes time to pay bills, I'm like, just sign them, get paid. All right, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Never bothers her to take the cash.
I'm call yeah, from something auto body and glass.
I don't know.
Hopefully one of my kids didn't get
What's that?
Says, I'm getting a call from something auto body and glass.
Oh.
I'm like, hopefully somebody didn't get a wreck. But
just didn't bother to tell you and tell us. They get the estimate. Call to give you an estimate on that accident.
This amount.
My daughter is taking an auto body class in Bridgerland, so we'll just let her fix it if we get in any.
Kennedy,
there you go.
Yeah.
I have a son-in-law
that's auto body. He grew up with his dad doing auto body, so.
Yeah. She loves like the painting and the auto body and the sculpting piece. She hates the welding piece and the. Because there's other mechanical parts to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
auto body,
and she does not like those. So she has been.
That's the one thing I went to school for and graduated, and I will.
Mr. Vincent. Is Mr. Vincent. Does Commissioner Vincent have an auto body shop?
Mm-hmm.
Does he?
Right.
That's who was calling me. So.
Burke's Auto Body.
Didn't know that.
East side of Main Street, just before you get to the North 7-Eleven. I don't know what. North, that is, but
it's a block before the 7-Eleven. But I don't think we even made the appointment, so I didn't.
He's calling to make sure you've validated your election.
My daughter went and put applications in a bunch of places. What if she put an application there and he's calling me about that? I don't know if she would have put one in an actual auto body place, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll call him back.
Tool up your garage and turn her loose.
I got an old Ford pickup down there. If you want to turn her loose on it,
I've got enough cars in my driveway.
So he can attest that guy walked in and Rod's like, I got a door, Max.
Oh jeez, I better go down there. He'll be all night pulling him out.
He will.
He'll have a burned up tranny and a burned up motor. Chevy can't do that.
Well, they went on that old road down by Wells's where their barn is.
The dead end. And then he backed up. He got off on the soft part of the shoulder.
And with all the rain, it's probably soft. Yeah.
So yeah. Rod's gonna be late. He just got done with our sewer meeting.
So if he doesn't come back, who's calling Michelle?
You?
No.
Your family.
Yeah.
If he doesn't count,
it's Van's family now. Huh?
You realize we are being recorded.
Do you remember that part about I do?
Yeah.
Yes, but I still have my Michelle's on my side of the family. Yeah.
She's washing her hands of this.
Okay, we'll get started. We'll call. What is today? December 18th.
I didn't bring my agenda.
We don't have an agenda, so we will.
Well, there was one they printed for us the other day. Gave it all to us the other night.
We'll call the Willard City Council meeting of November 18th to order to canvass votes. And I'll turn the time over to Michelle.
Okay. So on November 4th was the general election, and there were 521 votes cast.
5 by mail ballots were received after November 4th, 2025 at 8 p.m. and they were not counted. The 5 uncounted ballots were sealed in an envelope and filed with the 2025 municipal general election results. The number of ballots counted on election night was 404 for an election night percentage of 27.84%. There were no voted provisional ballots. After counting the valid ballots, the percentage of ballots counted was 35.91% for a total of 521 ballots. The audit procedures with the board, the audit procedures that the county followed, were required to follow. They had to audit 255 ballots and 88 signatures. And those were randomly selected by the lieutenant governor. The 255 ballots selected were compared with vote cast record in ElectionWare, and all of the votes matched. The 88 voter signatures selected were compared with the signatures on file in Vista, and all of the signatures matched. And Willard City has followed all of the noticing and reporting required by Utah State Code. So the canvas is ready for your approval.
So I would take a motion to approve the 2025 municipal general election for Willard City canvas.
Make a motion we approve the 2025 election canvas for Willard City.
I will second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Jake, a second by Mike. Do we do a roll call? I'll do a roll call anyway. Jake?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Rex?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Okay, canvas motion carries. I would take a motion to close this meeting.
Make a motion we close this meeting.
One second.
Okay, I have a motion by Jake and a second by Jordan to close the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, meeting adjourned.
Wow. What if I oppose? Does that mean we got to stay longer?
10 minutes. Yeah. Well, if you oppose, we'd go to discussion.